you directs Drive 19 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look who I ran across on the big stage in the big room, Mr. Jim Roos. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. I've been doing a lot lately. Since I last saw you, yeah. I think I've done 9 events in 5 weeks. So it's been a lot. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
But come on, step it up.
Great. It's just been a lot of fun because we're trying to get a message across that's so important today.
And yeah, what's that message?
Well, you know, we talk about what's going on right now and about digital disruption and all that. I think the major takeaway that we try to make sure gets across is that, you know, overall, we think it's all about technology. We think it's all about investing in innovation and all that. But the reality is we got to change our cultures. We got to change our leadership view because more and more we're seeing that these great ideas are out there, but they're not being implemented. So vendors are coming in with great solutions, but pulling the trigger and actually doing the things is not happening. We talk about the use of data. Data, we're using it so well internally. We're building amazing reports. Hey, my bank knows everything about me. The challenge is I don't know. They know everything about me. And so what I try to get across today with the credit union executives around the lending process is, you know, we have to look and say, are we willing to get out of our comfort zone? We're all making pretty doggone good money right now as financial institutions. But the problem is there's a problem in the near future. And the problem's going to be the consumer just keeps on raising expectation. We're staying relatively the same. We're doing okay, but we get complacent. We get willful blindness is what I call it. Okay. That we don't see what's right in front of us because we don't want to. We don't want to see that the consumer wants to open an account digitally. We keep on saying, no, they say they want to open it by branch. No, they don't. I mean, if you're given the choice between opening an account that may take 4 minutes at your home or coming in a branch that will take about 15, 20 minutes, which one would you pick?
Oh, 4 minutes at home, hands down.
Exactly. But the challenge is we continually break that process ourselves and make it more difficult to do it digitally than it does to go to the branch. Then when they go to the branch person is paid money by our institutions to make it look like a branch opening or to restart the process because they want the incentive. They don't want to lose their job or the potential of losing their job.
Right.
Now, I don't think jobs are going to be lost as long as people disrupt themselves and actually take it upon themselves to look beyond their past successes and really look to see how can I do what I do better, differently, and be more prepared for the future. Mm-hmm. If you don't embrace that change, if you don't take the risks, if you don't totally disrupt your status quo, then you're complacent. And complacency is a surefire way to failure.
You just echoed, I just had a person here from a credit union, and she said the same thing. She said, well, hey, we're doing a great job, but that's not good enough. We have to keep moving. If we don't keep moving, we're going to get passed by. So she echoed what she just said.
And the credit unions are doing really well overall. You know, the big banks are probably the best in most people's minds from a perspective of satisfaction. That's what J.D. Power's found. The credit unions are probably second. The community banks and regional banks are really falling to the bottom because they're just not doing enough.
Right.
And the problem is we get complacent because J.D. Power says we've had the highest satisfaction ratings now that we've had since the crash. But how good are those? They weren't really good beforehand. In addition, we get complacent because we find out that they found that switch rates are only 4%. As I said today to the audience today, I said just because people don't switch doesn't mean they love you. Now with digital banking, I don't have to switch my account when I go from the West Coast to the East Coast. I don't have to switch my account if I stayed pat or anything else. But am I opening any more accounts with my financial institution? Do I really love them or am I just putting up with it? And do I really have my primary account still with them? Or am I willing to test other ideas that may be more appealing to me?
I think a lot of people are testing right there.
My business account with PayPal now.
Yeah.
PNC Bank. Still thinks they have my account.
Really?
They have my funds.
Right.
They don't have my business.
Interesting. So what are the hurdles? What are keeping credit unions and even, I guess, banks in this case as well, what's keeping them from going digital? Because it sounds like the intent is there and the will is there because they're seeing a lot of other people doing it, especially in other industries. So what are the hurdles? What are the challenges?
Well, the solutions are there too because what we saw at the Financial Brand Forum was that organizations, and just like here at this event, are working together to build solutions that are even better for the credit unions and the banks in the marketplace. The problem is there's no impetus to say, I want to pull the trigger. In many cases, you have organizations with senior executives that are 55 to 65. They're on the tail end of their career, And they don't want to mess things up. Somebody asked me the other day, a gentleman that worked for SunTrust, he goes, the SunTrust BB&T merger, what do you think is going to happen? I said, it's going to be a disaster, I think. He goes, why? I said, well, let me give you a couple examples. If you and I are from different institutions in a merger that overlaps, my first idea for the first year and a half, I want your job because I want to be a survivor. Oh, and by the way, I'm not going to change what I'm doing. Because if I want to take a risk and change something, I may even be an odd man out. I want your job, number one. Number two, once we figure that out, the financial institutions already have overlap with a lot of branches that are going to be closed. They're going to be flush in cash. They're going to have more money than they know what to do with. And they said they're going to put it to digital. That's great. But how much of that are you going to invest in people, the right people? And at the end of the day, you're going to be making so much money for the shareholders. They're not going to push you to do anything different. So why would you say you want to become a digital organization when you have two Southern old school banks that are being led by very good leaders? Oh, by the way, the first one's going to be only in term for 2 years, and the second one's taking their place in 2 years. Why do they want to disrupt anything?
No doubt.
So again, it's not anything bad about BB&T and SunTrust, nothing bad about PNC. The problem is our legacy thought pattern says, we don't need to change. And, you know, I was explaining to the group today that I just bought a car. And I had shopped for it for basically 6 years, but really intensely for the last 4 months. I used all kinds of social media. I used all kinds of search engines. I looked at reports, ratings, everything that's possible. I gave every signal possible that I'm buying a car. Dealers were all over my butt. There wasn't one financial institution that said, hey, we'll help you. I even tested the marketplace by writing a check off my Wells Fargo account to the dealer as a down payment, and it still didn't prompt them going, hey, hey, whoa, whoa, stop the process. I want to help you. And consumers are communicating different. Our buy pattern is so much different than it's ever been. We don't go into the branch and say, can I find out how much loan I can get for a car? Or this is a car I want to buy. Here's the paperwork. Can I get a loan? No, they do this all before the bank even sees them. My bank's going to know I got a loan when they see it on the credit bureau and they say, oh, what did you just do? Why weren't you part of it?
Oh, my gosh.
A big challenge,
So how does a bank or a credit union know that you're looking? Do they, like...
Everything from triggers, which comes out of the credit bureaus, where they can say he has a loan or a lease coming up due. As soon as you walk in the first dealer, they're doing a credit bureau on you anyway, and you're just the shopping
trigger.
That would trigger. You can get it off Facebook. I've been communicating with friends quite a bit about, I'm buying a new car. I show them pictures.
What do you think about that?
I want to buy. They could have picked that up from Facebook. My voice devices, I'm asking my Alexa, get me the list cost of a Jeep. You know, all these different things, and yet they didn't know it. And that's a big challenge. And right now we're working on a book, a first book ever, going to hopefully come out in the fall, called Leadership Lessons for a Disruptive Digital Age. And it's primarily in the financial institutions. But really, what lessons do leaders have to learn and to change what they've learned in the past to be ready for the speed at which digital is happening?
What's going to change? You mentioned culture in the very beginning of our talk. What's going to change that? Because, again, you said a lot of these leaders are on the tail end of their careers. They don't want to mess anything up. But at the same time, by doing that, they might be messing up their institution.
How do you shake
them up a little bit?
One is new leadership, some new leadership and people that you put on the board that aren't just old friends. I mean, we have a challenge that our governmental units, our legislatures and our regulators are the oldest bankers we have. So they're the worst case scenario. So two things will happen. Either leadership says, you know what, we've got to be different. I've met some leaders here and at other events that really get it. They really are doing some exciting things. The other thing is something bad happens. And something bad would be, let's say that Chase partners with Amazon and comes out with a checking account and they're going to give you your Amazon Prime fee back. There's not a financial institution out there that can absorb $120 cost of a new account. But you know what? I'm going to think about transferring my account for that. So it's, again, one of these things you say, okay, how can I do things differently? You usually run from failure or fear, and that's usually more active. But we're all making money right now, so it's really hard to get people to move. But I'll tell you what, the solution providers here, the solution providers at other events I've been to, are really working together to provide really good solutions out there that take you further down the path of buying. we just got to pull the trigger. We got to do something.
Yeah, I hear that message all the time, too. I'm talking to credit unions. I'm talking to digital fintechs and things like that. And I'm like, okay, this digital transformation journey that we're all talking about right now is a very daunting thing for a credit union or a community bank, for that matter, when you look at it as a whole. But when you look at it as little pieces, it's not such a daunting thing. And they're all telling me, yeah, take that first step.
This event is a great example. People are all here trying to learn something. They all came to get better at what they're doing. They all pretty much know what needs to be done. They even, for the most part, know what they need to do that. Mm-hmm. It's that last step. It's, how do I get out of my comfort zone? Yeah. How do I stop? Yeah. How do I do something that's different than what I've ever done? Mm-hmm. How do I walk away from the success that I've had towards a potential new success? And we're seeing more and more people doing that because it's the only answer. Mm-hmm. I'm a great example. I started in the banking industry, went to direct mail sales, and then became a publisher and now hopefully an author of some sort. But this is all different to me. Yeah. This is all brand new. And it all happened. I told the story a little bit on the stage today, but also a couple weeks ago. It all started 10 years ago when I was worried about becoming irrelevant. And my answer to irrelevancy was to continually research the industry and then publish about it so I'd have to keep on learning. And that was a forced learning process, but it also kept me ahead of what's going on in the marketplace. It served me well. I hope it keeps on serving me well, but I'm always looking at ways I can get better at what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, you are echoing exactly what I've heard today from a few credit unions here. It's like, hey, this is scary. It's not, for the faint of heart, but once you get going, and then we even had one in here who has reaped the rewards of actually stepping out of their comfort zone. So it's there. The proof is there.
I met with a credit union, actually their executive committee, credit union from Maine that we met in Florida. And it was probably my most inspirational moment this year because they got it. They've been doing some really cool things in their own marketplaces, but they totally understood what was going on. I think I went on for 4 hours, supposed to be on for an hour, but we kept on having dialogue. And when you see that, you get so excited because it's not all around you. Right. It's not everywhere. Right. And as long as these organizations start to reap the rewards and start doing the little things right, they'll get the big rewards.
Yeah, I hope it's infectious in a good way.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. Well, it's important because the day's coming when it's going to be even more difficult. It's not going to get easier. Yeah. And change is not slowing down.
All right, on that message, I'll let you get going, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
again,
the time.
As always. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, last thing, where can we find out more about the book, or should we just kind of put on the shelf for now?
We're starting to write bits and pieces of it on the financial brand, and there'll be more information out, but working with a friend of mine from Chase, so we're going to have a practitioner as well as myself, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. It's hopefully going to make some people wake up and take notice.
Exactly. All right, stay tuned, everybody. It's coming.
Thank you.
All right, Jim,
thanks
again.
Well done.